John Rothman right here on KGO 810 AM. I'm with you for another hour. And believe me, there is no place I'd rather be. Of course, I'm in for Drex. And we wish Drex a speedy recovery if he's listening, which I'm sure he is. All right, I want to break this down. There are two stories in this morning's Chronicle, and I've got to talk about them because they interested me. The first headline is this. $1 million salary for a UCSF executive criticized. Why? Because the raise for the hospital boss is coming through as janitors get the pay cut. That's right. A senior person at the hospital gets $1 million plus salary. And janitors are being laid off. They're not getting what they want. So I want to ask you a question. And it's a very simple one. What about pay inequality? Is it fair for a senior executive at UCSF, who I'm sure does a brilliant job, I'm sure really helps the hospital thoroughly. I'm not criticizing his job performance. But on the same day, the hospital agreed to offer jobs back to 22 of the janitors. 24 had been laid off. In March, the State Public Employment Relations Board filed a complaint against the university accusing of retaliation against 24 janitors who picketed UCSF in 2014. The hospital said they moved their jobs to a third-party contractor that cut their pay by about $8 an hour to the minimum wage of $10.74. And on Friday, the hospital agreed to offer the jobs back to the 22 of the janitors, but only on a probationary status. So I want to ask you the question. London Breed, who's president of the Board of Supervisors here in San Francisco, said, I don't think UCSF has any inkling of what social justice means, and you can't separate the regents from UCSF. I want to know what you think about this. Actually, London Breed came by to urge the chancellor to drop the probationary requirement, and Breed was met by security guards, we are told, who tried to prevent her from getting off the elevator. 8080810. So you're making $1 million salary, and they're laying off janitors, and they're paying them $10.74 an hour. I have to tell you, I think it's outrageous. But then again, I believe it's wrong for people to be exploited. 8080810. Let's go to Jim calling from Concord. Jim, welcome to KGO.
Hi. Always good with you on.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. This is just another example of what I call the new privileged Mandarin class of public servants. They have these great sweetheart deals. These are public servants. They should not be making this type of money. You go into it because it's public service. And this is just, it's corrupt across the board. I see it. I work in San Francisco. I work for myself, but I work with a lot of city government people. And it's just not right. It's just, I mean, you can smell the corruption, and it's just not right.
Okay, let me ask you, I want to be clear about something. I want to ask you about corruption, because I don't think this is corruption. Let me explain to you why I don't think it's corruption. I think it's wrong, but not corruption. Wrong choice of words. If you are a senior official in something like this and your salary is kicked up to $1 million because everybody's getting this this increase for doing this wonderful work, I understand that. You've signed a contract. Okay, great. And if you're a janitor working for this wage, which is appalling, is it corruption or is it complete insensitivity on the part of the regents?
Well, corruption and sensitivity is wrong. So, you know, it's a societal indiscretion and it's not right to take taxpayer money for the benefit of a self-entitled privileged class. It's not correct, and it's wrong. And I respectfully disagree with you. Corruption is the proper term for it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure people are going to argue about this back and forth. I will tell you, just so you understand my position, when the janitors in theaters here in San Francisco were on strike, maybe it was two or three decades ago, I refused to cross the picket line. I refused to cross the picket line. I refused to enter those theaters because they were making a wage that was unlivable. And for the University of California to pay a wage of $10.74 an hour, I mean, I just don't get it. Oh, I do get it. But I appreciate the call, Jim. I really do. Let me go to Tom. Tom is calling from Concord. Tom, welcome to KGO.
Thank you very much. I'm an alumnus of UCSF in a multi-degreed area. This is basically greed, and I think it's despicable. And upon hearing this, people of a certain age writing their wills and their trusts or whatever can include how to give to UCSF. And this will affect what I'm deciding to give. And I think really alumni in positions like myself can affect an outcome on this. And I think to pay the janitors such a meager wage is despicable and greedy. And it really repulses me and as an alumnus of UCSF. And now, that's my comment.
Okay, let me point out to you, a region spokesperson, according to the story, said that the raise is actually significantly less than what comparably complex institutions the size of UCSF pay their CEOs. And she added something very interesting because it had to do with what you said, that his salary is not paid from taxpayer dollars. The salary, according to the spokesperson, is probably peanuts to him, but it's far more than many of his own employees and thousands of low-wage Medi-Cal recipients at UC receive. That was the statement by Ton Steinhaus, a spokesman for the union representing the janitors. I don't know if it's peanuts, but it sure isn't fair. 8080810, do you agree with me on that?
It's immoral, and that's my point. And people who go to UCSF aren't there to make money for the most part.
Now, let me ask you, in March—
And that's my comment.
Okay, listen, I appreciate it very much. And I think UC alums should be outraged. They should be disturbed by this. It's wrong. I'm deeply disturbed. Because everybody, in theory, should make a living wage. And if you work for a company and you do a good job, you should be paid a commensurate wage. So let me ask you, what's the solution?
Well, obviously, the solution to greed, I'm not quite sure of that, but I think the input will be the alumni who refuse to contribute to UCSF and the greed that they're exhibiting. And that's what I can do, and that's what I will do.
All right. Listen, I appreciate the call, Tom. So you have a very clear statement by an alum of the University of California. Is he right? 8080810. I am John Rothman in for Drex. And because it's just about 9:15, and I know that our overpaid traffic reporter, Neil West, isn't that amazing, Neil? Anyway, I don't want to be too sarcastic. But I'm over here
in my personal helicopter, so obviously I've been paid too much.
Boy, I can tell you.